our forgiveness is based on who God is, not who we are. If we freely admit that we've sinned, we find God utterly reliable. He's not going to backtrack on this. He forgives our sin and makes us thoroughly clean. Wouldn't you like to be totally clean on the inside? Have all that shame wiped out from all that is evil. God says, I'm going to clean you out.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 3 of a message called The Prayer of Cleansing.
You have no idea how much God wants to use your life. You have no idea how much God wants to bless your life. The things He could do in your life would astound you if your life was a clean vessel. But you got to do business with God. You've got to pray the prayer of cleansing. Forgive us our debts, our sins, our transgressions, and mean it, and get specific. I want to give you now, very simply, real quickly, the 6 steps on the path to a clear conscience. There is no reason you should leave this building with any guilt in your life. Whatever guilt you've been carrying for weeks or months or years, you need to deal with it now. Make business with God and go out with a clear conscience and be guilt-free. How do you do it? 6 steps on the back of your outline there. Here's the steps. Number 1, I review every area of my life. That's the first step. I review every area of my life. We call this making it a personal moral inventory, or a personal spiritual assessment. And what you do is you sit down with God in a quiet space by yourself, all alone, when you're unhurried, and you do what I just told you about I did. God, I'm going to do business with you, and I'm going to make a list of anything that's between me and you that's wrong in my life that I feel guilty about, consciously or unconsciously. Help me to know the things that I know that are wrong and the things that I don't know that are wrong. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, let us test and examine our ways. Now you get off by yourself with a pen and a notepad where you're totally undisturbed. You ask God to reveal your sins. You say, Lord, clear my mind. Let me give you a verse to write down. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, anything, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. That is a prayer saying, God, turn your spotlight on my inner side. Find the stuff that's entangled me, that's hindering me, that's holding me back. Now you take your time. You don't rush it. You don't say, God, I got 5 minutes for you to reveal every sin I've ever done. No, you take your time. And you say, write it all down. You say, well, couldn't I just think it? Why do I have to write it down? You have to write it down. Writing makes it specific. Thoughts disentangle themselves through the lips and the fingertips. You talk it and you write it. If you haven't written it down, you haven't really thought about it. It makes it specific. By the way, it's also cathartic. It helps get it out of you and onto the paper. You want to get the gunk out of you. Now, you're going to burn this paper later on, but you just get it out of you. The Bible says this, if we judged ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us. I want to ask you to do this today. Don't procrastinate. There's nothing more important in your life than to have the blessing of God. Go home today and do a personal moral inventory. That's step 1. Now, once you've done that, you do step 2. Here's the second step. I repent of every sin. First, I review every area, and then I repent of every sin. What does it mean to repent? It means three things. It means, first, I take responsibility for my sin. Yep, I'm not going to blame anybody else for this. Second, it means I turn away from those things. And third, it means I turn toward God and His grace and say, God, I don't want to be that anymore. I take responsibility, I turn away, and I turn to. That's what it means to repent. Now, what do you do on that? The Bible says this, let us turn again in repentance to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. You write it down. You accept responsibility. What does it mean to repent? Well, first, I don't rationalize it. I don't say, well, it was no big deal. Well, it was a big deal. You wouldn't have remembered it. I don't minimize it. I don't rationalize it. I say, well, it happened so long time ago, or it's just a stage I went through, or everybody does it. Doesn't matter. You don't rationalize, you don't minimize, you don't accuse, you don't excuse, you don't blame others. Well, it was mostly their fault. Well, it may have been 99.9% their fault. God says you accept responsibility for your 1% or 0.1%. What am I saying? Listen very closely. The greatest holdup to the healing of your hang-up is you. You're not waiting on God. You're not waiting on anybody else. The hang-ups in your life, the greatest holdup to your hang-up is you. God wants to heal it in your life. Now, the Bible says this up here on the screen. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're living in a world of illusion, the Bible says. We're acting in a fantasy world. We're pretending. We're faking it. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're certainly not deceiving God, and we're not even deceiving anybody else because everybody else knows you've blown it. We just deceive ourselves. It's self-deception, and the truth is not in us. Now listen very closely to this. The things that defeat you in your life, the self-defeating habits in your life that you don't like about you, would you like to get rid of them? You will stop defeating yourself when you stop deceiving yourself. I will stop defeating myself when I stop deceiving myself. It all starts with gut-level honesty. That's wrong. No matter how much I rationalize and excuse it, it's wrong. And I need to admit it and confess it and get it out of my life. Let me ask you a very important question. What are you pretending not to know? What are you pretending not to feel guilty about? What are you pretending was not a sin? What are you pretending doesn't bother you, but it really does?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
We're living in a world of illusion, the Bible says. We're acting in a fantasy world. We're pretending, we're faking it. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're certainly not deceiving God, and we're not even deceiving anybody else, because everybody else knows you've blown it. We just deceive ourselves. It's self-deception, and the truth is not in us. Now listen very closely to this. The things that defeat you in your life, the self-defeating habits in your life that you don't like about you, would you like to get rid of them? You will stop defeating yourself when you stop deceiving yourself. I will stop defeating myself when I stop deceiving myself. It all starts with gut-level honesty. That's wrong. No matter how much I rationalize and excuse it, it's wrong. And I need to admit it and confess it and get it out of my life. Let me ask you a very important question. What are you pretending not to know? What are you pretending not to feel guilty about? What are you pretending was not a sin? What are you pretending doesn't bother you, but it really does? Don't you think it's time to finally deal with it and get it out of your life and get it over with and then have freedom and clear conscience and all that God wants you to have? I review every area. I repent of every sin. Here's the third step. I resolve to make restitution. I resolve to make restitution. As you go through that list, you find somebody that you have hurt and they know it. Then you go and you make restitution. If you've hated them, you've hurt them, you've mistreated them, or you've cheated them, if possible, you make restitution. Now, sometimes it's not possible. They may have died. They may have moved away and you can't find them. They may have remarried and it would be not a good thing for you to reopen an old wound. And so in some situations, you can't make restitution. But anything you can do to make it right, you do so. There's a story in the Bible of a guy named Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector. And I don't want to shock you on this, but he was a tax cheat. Can you imagine anybody cheating on taxes? One day Jesus came to his house and he was so touched by that. Here's what he said. He said, "If I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to your house." I resolve to make restitution. Number four, the fourth thing I do is now I receive God's forgiveness. I receive God's forgiveness. Once I've reviewed every area of my life, I've repented of the sin, I've accepted responsibility, I've resolved to make restitution where I need to, now I receive God's forgiveness. The Bible says this, and by the way, you don't have to be hesitant or shy about coming to God for forgiveness. He says, "Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, and there we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it." I want you to circle mercy and grace. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, and there we will find, he said, not scolding, not punishment, not rejection. He says, when we come to God with our sin, we receive his mercy and we find his grace. What's the difference between mercy and grace? Mercy is forgiveness for all the things you've done in the past. Grace is the power to change in the future. And you need both. You need mercy for all the things you've done wrong in the past, forgiveness. And you need grace, the power to change in the future. And God says, you come to me with honestly with all your sin and you say, "God, this sucks, this stinks, this looks bad. I'm embarrassed about it. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly in my life." And God says, you will have mercy for your past and grace to change in your future. He said, "I will give that to you. and you receive God's forgiveness. Now, let me tell you how not to get God's forgiveness. You don't beg God, oh, please, 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 pretty please, pretty please, with sugar on it. You don't have to beg God to forgive you. He wants to forgive you more than you want to be forgiven. You don't beg, you don't bargain or bribe like I try to do. God, I'll never do it again, or I'll live this kind of life, or I'll tithe 20%. Or you don't bargain, you don't bribe, you don't beg, you just believe. What do you believe? You believe God's promise on the screen. Here's the promise. If we freely admit that we have sinned, that's if we confess our sins, we find God utterly reliable. He forgives our sins. Notice, we find God utterly reliable. God's forgiveness, your forgiveness, is not based on who you are or deserving it. It's based on God's character. He's utterly reliable. Our forgiveness is based on who God is, not who we are. If we freely admit that we've sinned, we find God utterly reliable. He's not going to backtrack on this. He forgives our sin and makes us thoroughly clean. Wouldn't you like to be totally clean on the inside? Have all that shame wiped out from all that is evil. God says, I'm going to clean you out. How do you do it? You just confess. Do you know what the word confess is in the Bible? It's the word in Greek, homologeo. Homo means the same, like homogenized milk. And logo, homologeo, comes from the word logos. It means the word, to speak. It means to speak the same. Confession is not saying, God, I'll never do it again. That's not confession. Confession is saying, you're right, God, it was wrong. You're right, I was wrong. That's confession, to speak the same with God. The Bible says this up here on the screen. Since we are justified, that means acquitted, declared righteous, through faith, let us grasp the fact that we now have peace and reconciliation with God. Now, before I get to the end, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it says, since we are justified. We've talked about this word before. What does it mean to be justified? It means when God makes you just as if I'd never sinned. That's what it means to be justified. God says, I'm going to make you just as if I'd never sinned. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to erase everything you've ever done wrong. I'm going to justify you, make you just as if I'd never sinned. And he says that comes not by you earning it, but just through faith in me, faith in my son, Jesus Christ. You say, Rick, you don't know what I've done. God could never forgive me. Well, you're wrong. I don't know what you've done, but it doesn't matter. So I've had an affair. Yeah, so what? You don't think God can forgive that? I've had an abortion. Yeah, so what? You don't think God can forgive that? Or a sexual addiction, or pornography, or I've stolen from my company. You don't think God can forgive that? Last night I prayed with a guy out on the patio who said, you know, I could go to jail for what I've done. Said, do you think God could forgive that? Yes, I do. I talked to a woman last night, said, I've had 3 abortions. And I've carried this all my life. Said, don't you think God can forgive that? Yes. Yes, he can. In fact, the Bible says this on the screen. No matter how deep the stain of your sin, I could take it out. And I can make you clean as freshly fallen snow. Wouldn't you like to have a heart like that? That is clean as freshly fallen snow? When you have that, it doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you're forgiven. And when you have that kind of heart, you can handle enormous pressure. You know, as a leader, I take on enormous pressure and an enormous amount of criticism. And the reason I'm able to handle it is not because I'm perfect, because I'm far from perfect, but it's because I keep a clean heart and my life is open and nobody can accuse me of any secret sin. I just don't have. I keep my sins before God and cleansed before God. God says, I can wipe it out no matter what you've done. Now you come to step five. And step five is the most difficult one. This is the real test of maturity. I reveal my faults to a friend. I reveal my faults to a friend. You don't have to reveal them to 15 people, not to 5 people, not to 3, not even to 2, but you need one person that you come clean with. You say, whoa, come on, Rick, can't I just be forgiven by confessing to God? Of course you can. Of course you can. But here's the question, and I want you to get it. You need to ask yourself, do I want to be emotionally healed or just forgiven? Do I want to be emotionally healed from all that shame and hurt, or do I just want to be forgiven? If all you want to do is be forgiven, and you want to carry the weight and the pain and the resentment or all of the pressure of it the rest of your life and have it come back and keep messing with your mind, all you need to do is just confess it to God. God will forgive you. You don't have to tell anybody else. Just tell God and you'll forgive. But you'll keep on carrying it. Some of you have asked God to forgive you over and over and over and over for something. And yet you still feel guilty. Why? Because you haven't ever come clean with anybody else. The way God wired us is that we need other people in our lives for healing. You say, well, it's humbling. That's why you need to do it. When you tell one other person, you don't just tell God, but you tell somebody with skin on him, what you've done, something happens in your life that sets you free in ways you can't imagine.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Pastor Rick has a very important announcement for all pastors and church leaders about an event this June 28th through 30th.
Did you know that nearly 500,000 pastors and church leaders from all around the world have attended the Purpose-Driven Church Leadership Training? This June 28th to 30th, I've updated this 3-day conference, adding in all that I've learned in the past decade of study and practical experience. And I'm going to share new insights that'll save you from the mistakes that I made, teach you new skills that'll increase your effectiveness, and give you new hope for your ministry and for your church. You know, you've probably heard people say, it's wise to learn from experience. But I want to say, it's even wiser to learn from the experiences of others. Now, the event's almost sold out. So I want you to go to pd.church to reserve spots for your team today. Or you can order your online pass for live streaming it directly to your congregation if you're not able to be with us or it sells out. I hope you'll join us. God bless you.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.